Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 2nd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Hybrid, durable biventricular assist device implantation with Berlin Heart, EXCOR, pulsatile, RVAD, and a continuous flow, LVAD. Patients experiencing biventricular failure or right ventricular failure after continuous flow left ventricular assist device implantation face high mortality due to limited durable right ventricular assist device options. This study describes a hybrid ventricular assist device approach combining a continuous flow left ventricular assist device with a Berlin Heart EXCOR pulsatile right ventricular assist device. This therapeutic strategy addresses critical cardiogenic shock and late-onset right ventricular failure. The hybrid approach offers a novel option where conventional right-sided continuous flow left ventricular assist devices are costly, complex, or off-label. Article number 2. SGLT2 inhibition in patients with type 2 diabetes and CKD, experiencing a deterioration in estimated glomerular filtration rate to less than 20 milliliters per minute, 1.73 meters less than sup greater than 2, less than slash sup greater than. This post hoc analysis from the CREDENCE trial investigated the efficacy and safety of SGLT2 inhibitors in patients with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease, experiencing an estimated glomerular filtration rate deterioration to less than 20 milliliters per minute per 1.73 meters squared. The analysis provided crucial data to address current limitations in understanding SGLT2 inhibitor use for this specific patient population. It specifically evaluated the association between decreasing estimated glomerular filtration rate and both efficacy and safety outcomes. Article number 3. Survival and risk profile of patients with significant tricuspid regurgitation by etiology. This multi-site retrospective study provided a comprehensive classification of significant tricuspid regurgitation by its etiology, an area previously not well studied regarding survival impact. The investigation defined 3 distinct etiologies for tricuspid regurgitation of moderate or greater severity: primary tricuspid regurgitation due to primary valvular pathology, lead-associated tricuspid regurgitation from lead interactions, and secondary tricuspid regurgitation stemming from other causes such as right ventricular dilation. This detailed etiological categorization provides a critical framework for understanding varying survival and risk profiles among patients with this common valvular disorder. Article number 4. Impact of sociodemographic characteristics on outcomes in obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy are known to experience adverse clinical outcomes. This retrospective cohort study systematically evaluated real-world clinical outcomes, healthcare resource use, and associated costs in patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, specifically stratified by their sociodemographic characteristics. The research utilized a comprehensive database of U.S. adults with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy collected between 2013 and 2021. The study demonstrated the importance of considering sociodemographic factors when assessing patient outcomes and resource utilization in this population. Article number 5. Cohort study of initial diuretic dosing and outcomes among patients hospitalized for congestive heart failure, insights from the Cardiovascular Quality Improvement and Care Innovation Consortium. This cohort study systematically evaluated the association between initial loop diuretic dosing and outcomes in patients hospitalized for heart failure. Researchers identified and categorized initial diuretic doses expressed in furosemide equivalents relative to patients' home doses across 24 hospitals. The study established length of stay as the primary outcome measured, along with secondary outcomes that included rates of acute kidney injury, in-hospital mortality, and 30-day readmission for heart failure. This research defined key endpoints for assessing optimal diuretic strategies in this hospitalized population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.